Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. High temperatures reach up to 100 today under mainly sunny skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 70 tonight, partly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 85 tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 70.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Back to school is right around the corner across the state of Kansas as Higher University says that they're getting ready for students to begin moving into the dorm rooms within the next few weeks. As Kevin Cook, the Director of Communications and Parent Engagement for Kansas State University's Division of Academic Success and Student Affairs, says they're looking forward to welcoming in the freshman class of 2024.
If you're a brand new student to K-State, events start that Thursday before classes begin with a big kickoff event, as well as events to help students get oriented to their academic area or college. There's also a big pancake feed that happens
on Saturday
before school starts, and so lots of things to get students connected to each other as well as to the university.
That audio from KSNT News, where he goes on to talk about what's available for some of the first-year students and how they should be able to prepare for the year, along with having great communication with their parents as the first time of being away from home.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join the award-winning Fox Kansas News team. The first on the air with world, state, and local news from the Wichita area you can trust. Get the first forecast of the night with accurate information to help you prepare for the day tomorrow. And stay up to date with the first sports scores from throughout the day for your favorite teams. Get all the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
The Coffee County Sheriff's Office wrapped up last week watching a massive transformer weighing hundreds of thousands of pounds move through the county as the 600,000-pound transformer was on the way to the Wolf Creek Nuclear Operating Center. KSNT News reports that because of the weight of the transformer on the truck, the transformer was being moved by a large crawler that had 144 tires and moved at a pace of roughly 4 to 5 miles an hour. According to the social media post from the Coffee County Sheriff's Office, they say that the nuclear operating plant did receive the transformer by late on Friday evening. In other news, biologists with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks is warning individuals that bear sightings may be more common across the state of Kansas relatively soon. As KSNT News reports that according to Matt Peake, the wildlife and research biologist with the KDWP, they say that black bear activity has been on the increase over the past few years and says that since 2015, more than 10 sightings have been confirmed across the state of Kansas, primarily in the southeast and southwest corners of the state.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Mid-American Network News, I am Johnson. Nebraska is just over 3 months away from the general election, and poll workers are needed in the state. According to Nebraska Secretary of State Bob Evenman, more than 9,000 poll workers are needed throughout the state for Election Day. Here's the recording of a robocall going around the state.
We couldn't hold our election smoothly and securely without the work of thousands of Nebraskans who step up and serve their communities as poll workers. Now we need your help to step up and help Nebraska vote Become a poll worker for our November 5th general election this year.
In other news, 48-year-old Kearney man Thomas Pribnow is dead after his bicycle was rear-ended by a car on Thursday morning. Buffalo County Sheriff's Office says that this incident happened at 5:20 a.m. on East 56th Street, a location about a mile outside of Kearney city limits. The 39-year-old Kearney driver of the car was not injured. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
The Safe Senior Act by Dennis Pyle helps low-income seniors stay in their homes. Please join me and vote for Dennis Pyle.
Eliminating the Kansas income tax on Social Security was no easy task, but Senator Pyle got her done. As a retired Navy veteran, I'm voting for Pyle.
The U.S. Highway 75 expansion will make it a lot safer for me and my family. That's why, if I could vote, I'd vote for Grandpa Pyle.
Senator Pyle is the only Senate District 1 candidate that stood, spoke, and voted against the 93% legislative pay raise. Pyle has my vote.
Dennis Pyle is pro-life, pro-Second Amendment. He cut property taxes, raised the standard deduction. Dennis fights the establishment on wasteful spending and tax hikes. Pyle is the trusted, proven conservative fighter we need. Please join the fight for freedom. Vote Pyle.
Advertisement paid for by the committee to elect Dennis D. Pyle, Andrew Scobie, Treasurer.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners at last week meeting voted unanimously to suspend County Appraiser Francine Cromie without pay, effective immediately. She was suspended with pay since June 16th as an investigation's ongoing regarding policy violations. A hearing is set for September 10th in a lawsuit filed by the county against Farmers Cooperative seeking damages from a bridge collapse near Valitz in October of last year. Noting a higher-than-expected initial estimate for countywide ambulance service in Washington County, commissioners heard an update at last week's meeting. The costs would likely top $1 million, perhaps in the $1.3 million range. A consulting firm contracted last September for $15,000 had advised a 3 to 4 month time frame to develop costs, but nearly a year later, without those numbers, the 2025 budget is now set and will not include the service for next year. The change is proposed due to the difficulty in finding trained and certified volunteers to staff the ambulance service as it's currently operated. Options and incentives were discussed, and costs for countywide operations in adjacent counties were also among the discussion, with no decisions made, awaiting the final report. A public hearing for the 2025 Washington County budget is set Monday, August 12th at 10 a.m. It's published at 44.784 mills, down from 52.784 mills in 2024. Nemahal County Commissioners again discussed pay increase requested for the Sheriff's Department with no decision made. Transportation Department reported they will not be offering free rides in 2025 due to lack of past participation. $50,000 in American Rescue Plan funds were released to each of three rural water districts serving Nemahal County, and the future of an EMS ambulance barn at Burn was discussed. Marysville USD 364 School Board approved a $1,000 raise in base salary for teachers and additional step increases, with other staff to receive around a $1 per hour increase this school year. Administrative salaries were also approved unanimously at the board's July meeting. Also approved was $250,000 toward updating the heating and air conditioning system at Marysville Elementary, with $160,000 of that funded through a program available during the pandemic, and the balance through district capital outlay funds. Tuesday is election day for primary races. Advance mail-in ballots must be postmarked by August 6th or returned in person by 7 p.m. election day. They may be left in the courthouse drop box, county clerk's office, or appropriate polling location. Polling locations will be open Tuesday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and in Marshall County include the American Legions in Axtell and Marysville, Beatty at St. Malachy's Catholic Church, Blue Rapids and Waterville at Valley Heights High School, Frankfort at the Cygnus Center, and Summerfield at the Community Center. KNDY will feature election updates live Tuesday evening at 20 and 40 past, beginning in the 9 o'clock hour. Primary winners will advance to the November general election. Voters are reminded to bring a driver's license or photo ID. In contested races of local interest for the U.S. House 1st District, incumbent Tracy Mann is challenged by Eric Bloom. In the Kansas Senate 1st District, incumbent Dennis Pyle is challenged by Craig Bowser and John Epley. In Kansas 36th District Senate, Republican incumbent Elaine Bowers is challenged by Robert Bonanita. For Marshall County District Magistrate Judge, incumbent Angela Heckey is challenged by Mike Vermitten. For Marshall County 2nd District Commissioner, incumbent Fritz Blaski is challenged by Clayton Dick and Greg Meyer. Marshall County Commissioner 3rd District, incumbent Keith Bramhall, is challenged by Austin Klein. For Marshall County Sheriff, incumbent Tim Ackerman is challenged by James Lease. For Washington County Commissioner in the 2nd District, incumbent David Wilbrandt is challenged by Arthur Schottel. In Nemahal County Commissioner 2nd District, incumbent Jason Cook is challenged by Lane Hanslick and Austin Petrie. In Nemahal County Commissioner's 3rd District, Joseph Dollinghouse and Sarah Fieldkamp will face off.
The Wymore Rural Fire Department was called out shortly before 9:30 a.m. Friday to a call of a cattle truck with tires on fire on U.S. 77 south of Wymore.
City of Marysville Water Department will be shutting off service around the elementary school Monday, August 5th, around 9:30. It may be off most of the day. And they will be shutting off water around the high school beginning around 1:30. It may be off most of the afternoon. Please save some drinking water as appropriate in those neighborhoods around the elementary school and Marysville High School Monday.
A graveside service is planned Friday for Howard L. Fry, age 61, of Dubois, who passed away July 3rd. Service Friday at 5 at the 4 Mile Cemetery south of Humboldt. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 following at the Dubois Community Center, with a visitation Friday from 9 until 4 at the Wherry Mortuary in Humboldt, in charge of arrangements for Howard Fry. Family of Sylvester D. Fox, age 80, of Frankfort, who passed away July 6th, will receive friends Saturday from noon to 5 at the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Sylvester Fox. Graveside service is planned August 16th for James E. Jim McBeath, age 84, of Washington, who passed away July 31st. That service 3 p.m. August 16th at the Washington City Cemetery, with the ward funeral on the Washington in charge of arrangements for Jim McBeath. Gina D. Holly, age 57, of Marysville, passed away July 30th. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 9. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 5 until 7. Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Gina Holly. Donald P. Don Wassenberg, age 83, of Marysville, passed away August 4th. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Don Wassenberg. James R. Medeiros, age 87, of Frankfort, passed away August 4th. Funeral arrangements pending with the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge for James Medeiros. Phyllis M. Wolfschlager, age 91, of Seneca, passed away August 3rd. Funeral arrangements pending with the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge for Phyllis Wolfschlager. Sheldon R. Tate, age 76, of Randolph, passed away August 2nd. Funeral arrangements with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville pending for Sheldon Tate. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, fish with pasta salad, California blend and pears. Tomorrow, lasagna, garlic bread, tossed salad, peaches, and cake. KNDY News time is 7:17.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then a slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout Wednesday night. Partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Showers may continue early on Thursday, then sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. Then showers and thunderstorms are possible into Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Still a chance for some rain showers into Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms still possible into Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Some rain may linger early on Saturday, then staying partly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers Saturday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early August, 91. Record high on this date, 112. The average low, 69. The record low, 42. Sunset this evening, 8:35. Sunrise in the morning at 6:32. 71 degrees with sunshine this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 5th of August. KNDY News time is 7:19.
Kansas Republicans love our nation and state, but we know things are headed in the wrong direction. Joe Biden's runaway inflation is making it harder for families to make ends meet, and his border crisis is putting our families in danger. Dr. John Epley has the prescription to make things better. A fourth-generation Kansan and lifelong Republican, Dr. John Epley has been a trusted rural family doctor for over 40 years. A proven conservative, Dr. John Epley is pro-life, a defender of the Second Amendment, and helped write the bill to ban transgender surgery for minors, because the woke liberal agenda has no place in Kansas. And Dr. Epley knows nothing is more important than securing our southern border. He supports fighting illegal immigration by sending troops to secure the border and keep criminals and deadly drugs out of Kansas. Rural doctor, conservative fighter, Kansas roots. Conservative Republican Dr. John Epley for State Senate.
Paid for by Epley for State Senate, Patsy Porter Treasurer.
It's anybody's game at this point. Almost anybody's. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. With the exception of, say, the White Sox or the Rockies, there are teams playing well at the top of the baseball standings.
The 1-0. He rockets it down the right field line, headed towards the wall, and it is gone! Jackson Holliday stings one to the seats. A solo home run for Holliday, his second in the major leagues, and the Orioles are back on the board.
WBAL, Orioles a 9-5 win over the Guardians. They both have 67 wins and lead the majors. Baltimore a game behind with two more losses. Phillies have 66 wins. They shut out the Mariners 6-0 to snap a six-game slide. Cubs win the Sunday night matchup 6-2. They take 3 of 4 this weekend against the Cardinals. Cubs hitting 7 homers in the 4-game series. Boston beats Texas 7-2. Willier Abreu with a pair of homers after losing his grandmother. Rays a 1-0 win over the Astros. Angels edge the Mets 3-2. Dodgers a 3-2 win over the A's. Giants top the Reds 8-2. Tyler Fitzgerald homers for the 10th time in the last 16 games. Diamondbacks rally to beat the Pirates 6-5. Pirates gave Paul Skeens a 4-0 lead, but he winds up with a no decision. Padres beat the aforementioned Rockies 10-2, Colorado's 19th game with double-digit runs allowed. Then there's the White Sox losing to the Twins for their 20th consecutive loss.
This is how bad it's going. They could win every game the rest of the year, and we know they're not going to do that, and they would finish 10 games under 500. They could win every game for 7 weeks in a row, and they wouldn't come close to 500.
ESPN's Buster Olney. College football, new Michigan head coach Sharon Moore could be in some hot water. He's one of seven members from the 2023 football program accused of violating NCAA rules in connection with the sign-stealing scandal. The report says Moore deleted a message thread of 52 text messages with Connor Stallion.
Getting ready for back to school at Macy's is all about fresh starts and new looks, making it one of summer's greatest hits. Save on must-haves like cargos, mini dresses, jeans, and more that'll hold up from the first day of school to the last. Plus, you'll find all the top quality brands you love, like Nike, Jordan, Levi's, and the all-new Epic Threads. Shop Macy's and make the first day back the best one yet. Check out Macy's.com/back to school today.
welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart, please?
Save big on back-to-school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 10.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Japan's stock market tumbled overnight, the Nikkei index plummeting 12%, the hardest fall since Black Monday of 1987. Concerns about the U.S. economy, tension in the Middle East, and faltering technology earnings get the blame. The downturn in Asian shares follows a Friday that saw the Dow Jones drop 610 points to 39,737. The S&P closed down 1.8%. The NASDAQ plunged nearly 2.5%. Futures point to continuing heavy losses for equities today. General Motors is changing the way it rates the performance of its salaried employees in the U.S. Reuters says the Detroit automaker is rewarding its top 5% of employees with 150% bonuses. Candy giant Mars is deep into talks to acquire snack maker Kellanova, the company behind popular snacks like Cheez-Its, Pop-Tarts, and Eggos. A potential deal could value Kellanova at about $30 billion. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Monday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. A major tax bill with key breaks for agriculture became another election year casualty as the Senate joined the House last week to leave town for the long summer recess and campaigns. The failed procedural vote on the Tax Relief for American Families and Workers Act joined the Farm Bill as the latest example of election year paralysis. Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell had this to say.
As the Senate prepares to leave town for the August state work period, the Democratic leader has decided to squeeze in one more vote. It isn't ready for prime time.
And Republicans charged that it intended to showboat their opposition to the bill's expanded child tax credit. Not so, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer declared.
The tax bill passed the House with an overwhelming vote of 357 to 70. It won majorities of both parties. It was led in the House by the Republican chair of Ways and Means.
It included help for agriculture, including an extension of immediate bonus depreciation and a hike in the Section 179 deduction for equipment and other property. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley gave his comments.
On the business provisions or the things that farmers are interested in, there's not any dispute on that part of it.
The bill languished in the Senate Finance Committee for months as talks stalled, and Schumer forced a floor vote anyway. McConnell was not biting.
You might have expected the chairman of the Finance Committee or the Democratic leader to provide regular order to schedule a markup to give this bill a shot at actually passing the Senate. But alas, you'd be wrong.
Once again, that was Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. And I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest check of agricultural news here on this Monday morning, only here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Dennis Henricks from Beatra 77 Livestock, and a good Monday morning as it's sale time here at Beatrice. We'll be starting at 9:30 here this morning, and the same program will follow. We'll start out on the weigh-ups and bulls and cows, move into the lightweight feeder cattle. There's two potloads of heifers to sell, cow-calf families, bred cows, so we will do the same procedure and just walk right from the start at 9:30 up, and hay will sell at 12 o'clock noon. Now, if you want families, I would be in here at about 11 o'clock, and certainly if you want some nice feeder cattle here mid-morning, so give us a call or stop in and be ready to go at 9:30 here this morning. Well, the markets, they've still been good. A 196 case, a 310 on the carcass. Yes, they've been playing around with futures, guys, and certainly the cattle business feels good, but everybody's trying to play their game, and certainly lost a little power in the futures, but certainly that cash market looks good. Hey, here at 12 o'clock noon, we will get into the hay department. In the small squares, there's 80 alfalfa, first and second cut. In the brome, there's 207. In the grass, there's 117 small square bales. And the big bale department in the round alfalfa, there's 43rd cut. The first load weighed 1452 average, 1496 on the second. Round alfalfa, there's eight bales, third cut, they weigh 1884. In the round prairie, there's a total of 42 bales. They average 1602 on that prairie hay. In the round brome, there's 13. In the big square bales, 3x3x7, there is brome at 42 bales at average 806. In the 3x3x7 alfalfa grass, there's 18. And again, they were on the same load with an average of 806. Well, in the cattle business, we certainly have bred heifers, cow-calf families, bred cows, and all, and nice feeder cattle guys. So let's get started on four black. First calf, bred heifers are going to be bred to black MCR Kingpen. They're OCV. They were vaccinated in June, ultrasounded in May. We will pull a preg on them. They're due mid-August to mid-September on four nice black first calf bred heifers. In the cow-calf families, 14 black and red families, 3 to 7-year-old, great disposition, great cover on these cows. Black and red March to July calves, exposed back to Black Angus. We'll pull a preg and a mouth on those families here today. Right out the same farm as 10 Shorthorn black and red bred cows, 4 to 8-year-olds, are going to be bred Black Angus. They are due to calve September, October with a preg and a mouth. There is one black family. It is a 5-year-old with a 718 born heifer calf with a 7-way vac. That is a good family also. In the feeder cattle, there's 3 black bull and steers. Guys with a wean, they're going to weigh 2 to 250 home raised calves. The Bruce cattle out of Bennett's, 9 black and black baldy steer and heifers are going to weigh 4 to 500. Banahan Brothers out of Endicott have 103 head of black and black baldy heifers. Background great set of cattle, 975, correction, 875 to 950. Adams out of Odell has 25 black home raised steer and heifer yearlings, 7 to 800. Kapke's got a small bunch of home raised 7 black steer and heifers with a July 1 wean. They're going to weigh 550. Gene Weiss out of Adams has got 14 black home raised steer and heifer yearlings at 7 to 800. Raymond Swartz out of Pawnee City's got 20 black crossbred home raised steer and heifers. They certainly got a wean as they raise them, guys. They got a July vac. They're going to weigh 550 to 650. The Fritz cattle home raised out of Wilbur, 10 black steer and heifers. They've got a 90 and a 60 in the wean and the vac. They're going to weigh 600 to 700. And the Fritz cattle out of Tecumseh home raised right off the farm, 24 black steer and heifers. They've got a May wean. They're going to weigh 600 to 700. So really, really nice set of calves here this morning. Again, we're starting at 9:30, and we'll just walk through the way-up parts. Folks, get in the light calves, get into the big cattle, the yearlings, the background cattle, get into the cow-calf families, and that thing probably somewhere around 11 o'clock. We will sell hay at 12 o'clock noon also. So just move your clock up. And if you're heading this way with this or that, certainly continue. If we get way up cows at 11, the cow buyers will still all be here. We'll just run right through them. And our intention is to get these cattle back in their pens, get them on the dirt, get them cooled off, get them back on water and feed. So that is the plans here today. So give us a call, Rick or Denny, at 223-3571. We say thanks for the business, and certainly you know the way we go. You can go online for all the markets, consignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
7:32 from KUDY, 71 with sunshine, not bad yet. Highs around the century mark as one more day of these hot temperatures hangs around. We'll look for highs low to mid 80s, then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week. How about that? A break coming our way, maybe some showers toward the end of the week.
Guilt by association. It can happen to plants as well as people. A prime example today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you?
Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, August 5th, the 218th day of the year. The Brady Bunch's older sister, Maureen McCormick, celebrates a birthday. An American Bandstand made its network television premiere today in 1957. One of the more unfortunate cases of mistaken identity in the plant world is that of goldenrod for ragweed. They don't look very much alike, but they both bloom in mid to late summer and are often found in the same areas. Ragweed is an unremarkable-looking plant with a hairy stem or leaves, while goldenrod is a mass of bright yellow flowers on a single-stemmed plant. Unlike its evil cousin, goldenrod's pollen is held in place by nectar rather than propagated by the wind, and it's rarely allergenic. It just has a bad rap for hanging out with the wrong crowd. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.
This is Mike Vermetten, running for Marshall County Magistrate Judge. Over my 18 years in Marshall County law enforcement, I've worked honestly and truthfully for the public. Stepping into the role of judge for me is a call for change in the county. I'd appreciate your vote August 6th, paid for by Mike Vermetten for Marshall County Magistrate Judge. Stacy Vermetten, Treasurer.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. With college football season right around the corner and fall practice already underway for many of the teams, the Kansas University Jayhawks say that one of the points they are focusing on for this season is trying to improve in their defense and limiting the number of touchdowns from opponents.
We've already addressed those things and talked about things, and we track them when we get red zone periods in practice of, hey, man, we want to get turnovers, we want to get stops, we want to force field goals, and the last of the four results is touchdowns. So really, it's no touchdowns. We've got to do a better job in that area. Again, we couldn't be any worse than we were. So, and I feel like we look at what we're doing in there. Are we making the right calls? Are we playing the right defenses?
That was defensive coordinator Brian Borland on KSNT News. In 2023, the Jayhawks allowed an average of 26 points per game, which was better than the year of 2022, where they had more than 35 points and 42 points in 2021.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
The Kansas University football team says they're getting ready for the upcoming football season for 2024. And they say as they're getting ready for this year, they are putting a lot of investment and time into their tight ends, as Jared Casey and Trevor Cardell say that they're ready for anything that may come their way this season.
They call us the second quarterback. We have to know everything else that's going on. Obviously, the quarterbacks take all the motions and the shifts and everything, and they got to know who's blocking what, and we kind of do too. So we got to know where the O-line's going. We got to know what gap and the hole the running back's going to go through. We got to know who the wide receiver's going to go block. So we're really taking it upon ourselves to really learn about what Coach Grimes wants us to do and do it to the best.
Every guy has a different set of skills, and we're going to use every one of those skills to our advantage moving forward. So the tight end room, it's a very diverse, strong core group to work with, and there's not a lot of things that you can't ask us to do.
Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.